Go. All right, Lexi, you're now. Well, Dami.
Guys, we're live here. We said, what a great opportunity to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, and we're here with Taffy Diaz.
Hello.
And Ramon.
Hi.
And, you know, I have the opportunity to be here at their house today. It's great. It's a great opportunity. I'm loving it so far. And before we start, I'm going to pass the mic to Kathy and Ramon to see any few words before we start.
What a hurry, because I have my mic.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to go ahead since you have your mic?
What do you want to say?
Hi, everybody. Just to piggyback off of what Davi said, it's a privilege for us to be here, to be able to speak of God's truth and how he has saved us and redeemed us. So I hope that this time is not only inspirational or motivational, but it reminds us the importance of looking for God's presence.
That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I don't know what to talk about now. You went all in details. Know that this, we wanted to do this. Well, I started and then I fell again. Then I started again. Then we fell again. So we're going to try to keep this one almost on every Monday. No matter where we at, we're going to do something. So we could be here, Davi's house, at church, outside, on the beach, by the park. I don't know. We're going to take it out anyway. As long as God let us go somewhere and to do this, we're gonna be doing it.
Right.
That's right.
You know, so today we wanted to, before we start, we're going to do a really quick prayer. And then we're going to talk to you about something very interesting and probably the gateway on how you met God. So let's all bow our heads together. And we're all going to pray. So Ramon's going to pray for us.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this. I never thought you were going to make this, but we are. Here we go. But thank you, God. Thank you for the people next to me. Thank you for making this possible. Thank you for everything you have done for us, for Davi, for Kathy, for me, for the house. Thank you, God. This podcast is not for us. It's for you, God. It's to gain souls. It's to bring the people in, God, for them to look at you in a different way that they were looking at it. And just guide us and let's see where you want us to go, God. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
So we wanted to talk to you about our testimonies.
That's right.
You know, how did we get to know God in the first place? A lot of us, you might think because you live in a Christian household or that you're raised in a Christian household that you don't have a testimony of how you found God. But believe it or not, you know, it's not a religion. It's a relationship that you build with Jesus Christ over time. So
that's right.
All of us are going to share our testimonies on how we found Jesus, you know, how we came to serve the great Lord that we serve today, starting with Ramon.
Oh, mine was simple and easy. This thing right here, my beautiful wife.
Thank you.
She was on it for the longest, and I was just saying no. I wasn't ready yet. It was a long journey. I gave it a try. I remember it was in October during the Hispanic Heritage Night. Or day, sorry. So, yeah. We went. Well, supposedly she was going to sing for 15 minutes. She took 40. And it was hot. Because we were doing it outside. I don't know if Dami remembered this. Oh my God. Man. But her grandma came up to me to see if I want to accept God. Everybody panic.
Yeah.
Everybody panic. So, yeah, then I went to our previous pastor's office. gave every detail, and then little by little, I started going on Sundays. We went from going Fridays to practice to going Sundays. So it was little by little. And I believe from 2019, they approached me for the baptism. And wow, it was cold that day. I remember that it was cold. It was super cold. But I just say, God take out and whoop, and they put me down. Boy, I won't forget that, because it was cold. And I mean cold. So from there on, I'm still going to the church until this day, thanks to her and her grandma. So yeah, and we just, now I'm part of a ministry. Well, two. So yeah, you know, at first I was like, what am I doing here? Because I used to go to a church, but not a church here in the United States. It was a Catholic church in Puerto Rico. I was scared, because you move and they will look at you. Everybody was quiet, concentrate, and yeah, no. So the first thought was, I thought every church was the same. I always thought, you guys can talk to you know that, right?
Yeah,
we're listening. But yeah, I thought it was the same. I was like, everybody like quiet and focused. But no, it was more than that. So yeah.
What made the experience different? Compared to like what you experienced in Puerto Rico,
the church.
I know, but overall, like, what was the encounter?
What do you mean?
As in, like, what made you stay or give it a shot?
The people. The pastor, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the environment. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't so, like, right there, like, open door, go in, sit, you listen, and go home. And this was open the door and they opened the arm for you. Mm.
I see.
Yes. Okay.
Well, he brought up an interesting point, which was the differences between Catholic churches and, like, and we say Christian churches, but that's an extension of Protestant churches, like, right? It's interesting because I would say a lot of Hispanics, we grow up on the Catholic culture, at least like knowing about it. A lot of us do. And we don't even realize it. You know, like when we refer to La Misa, that's just Mass in English. So it's like a mind blowing thing. Like, whoa, like, yes. It's the same thing. When you got, and I say this for my Cubans, when you guys got baptized as a baby, ask your parents which church it was baptized, because most likely you're baptized in the name of the Catholic Church. And that's maybe that extends to other Hispanic countries. But that's a very interesting point that he said. And I wanted to ask, like, Ramon, like, again, like, what differences, because you mentioned them being focused in, like, Catholic churches. Do you think that, like, in our church or, like, Christian churches, that focus still remains, or is it, like, seen in a different way?
No, it is there, but it's not as intense.
Hmm.
Like, you feel like you were in school, like, you need to raise your hand to use the bathroom.
Hmm.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, that was intense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always wondered that. Okay.
You have more of a sense of religion.
You can wrap the mic back.
Yeah. You have more of a sense of religion in most Catholic churches, because, and none that we're bashing, right? I mean,
yeah,
we also have the respect, but at the same time, it's just Catholic churches go by traditions, and not saying that we don't have rules and we don't have reverence or anything like that, but we, along the reverence and in the presence of God and the respect that we have, we allow the Spirit to move among us, and it's not just, oh, I'm here and we have to say these certain prayers, or I have to speak to this certain person to be saved, or I have to listen to this person 40 minutes and just believe the word that's coming out of their mouth because they're assigned to that task. Like, you know, in the Christian church, or at least in our church, we have the freedom to express ourselves, you know, within worship, or when the whoever's preaching goes up there, we follow along in the Bible and, you know, just kind of not just go off of, oh, but
I think those are the biggest differences between the Catholic Church and other, you know, Christian and Protestant churches, like Baptist and Free Methodist and Pentecostal.
I think that would help, like, you know, majority of us, like the audience, you know, like listening, you know, like at least when I and trust me, I'll get to my testimony soon. Like, this does make sense. But when I was a kid growing up, I would think of church as a
Catholic concept. And you know, you go to church, and I'm sitting, you listen, you have and don't get me wrong, like, the iconography is beautiful, right? And like, you sit there and you feel like wow, how everyone said it's intense. It's intense.
Yeah.
Even when no one's there, it feels intense because
basilica or whatever you, wherever you. Reason why I accepted God nowadays, I give, of course, all the credit to God, but God used my mother as a prime instrument into getting me into church. And the story goes that my mother, she's a home health agent, an HHA. Basically, she goes into elderly people's homes and she helps them out. She helps them with their daily living, anything of that sort. And my mom had a patient next to this house, actually. And we all go to the same church now. But basically what happened was my mother's patient sadly passed away and she went to the presence of the Lord. But context, Kathy's grandmother would go to their house every single day at 3 p.m. And she would always bring me ice cream. She would always bring me ice cream. We would talk about stuff and then she would go back. And, you know, over time we started building, you know, a friendship, like a beautiful friendship. And then my mom says, you know what, like, I want to surprise these people at their church. After everything happened, my mom went to the church and she saw these beautiful songs, you know, like, and she's never heard songs to God before. She's never heard songs directly to Jesus Christ. You know, it's one thing hearing songs to Santos, which I know in the Cuban, for my Cubans out there, once again, I know it's very common. You know, the congas, we use it quite differently. We would use them for, like, religious purposes, like, actually, like, worshiping your Santos, and all respect to that. But that's how we viewed it as, you know, something that we could just, like, do, sing to Santos only, but never God, never the creator of the universe. And hearing this, she just broke down into tears immediately. And time skip, my mom accepts Jesus Christ, and then she starts trying to bring me to church, but I said, no, I'm going to stay home and play video games. Because I'm not trying to go to church. I don't want to go to church. Then my mom one Sunday says, Davi, I'm going to go to church. You don't want to come with me? I'm like, nope. Then she goes. And for some reason, I felt like, wow, like I really should have gone. Like I wanted to go. And, you know, I was a kid. I was like 10, 11 years old. I didn't really understand what the concept of, like, the Holy Spirit meant. I didn't really understand that concept. I didn't really understand the concept that God could talk to us indirectly, but I said, something inside me said, you should have gone. And then I just started bawling up in tears. I'm like, why am I sad? Like, why is this so sudden? And so then when my mom came, I said, Mom, you didn't take me to church. I wanted to go to church. You didn't take me. I went to church the very next Sunday, and I've been going ever since. And it might be like a silly little story, but just from going one time, you know, one time is really all it takes. One time is really all it takes to get to know who God's character is. And, you know, thanks to these beautiful two people right here, that's a prime example of God's character. God can use people to communicate to you. Mm-hmm. And he probably has, and he definitely will. And he's probably doing it right now. He could use anything or anybody to his will to communicate to you. But that's enough of my testimony. That's enough of that. Like, you know, this is a different background, this is a different context. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. You know, it's just slightly different, you know? Slightly different.
Sunday, right? No, I mean,
I do know is that there was a connection to the children's ministry director that was there at the time when my mom was looking for a church. So my mom reached out. I don't know how they connected. I thought it was through my grandma, but I think it was through someone else. Anyways, my mom decided to go. I've always been very attached to the hip to my mom. So wherever my mom went, that's where I wanted to go. So I had no problem going to church. It's just my mom was like, oh, we're going, let's go. You know what I mean? I've always been that child. Like, I always wanted to be with my mom. So I still do. That hasn't changed. I know. So whatever. At the time, the pastor, before preaching, he will always call the kids to come up, and he will give a snippet of what the preaching is going to be about. So he'll have all the kids come up, and he'll talk about, you know, what the story is going to be for today, what the preaching is, but he narrows it down for kids. So then after that, we will go to our class with the director that my mom knew, and I guess the director knew or noticed that I like to sing. I just sang with the kids. It wasn't that I've always been singing. I didn't sing in my house or anything. It was just, they're like, oh, learn this song. And I was learning and I got into it. I really liked it. And she's like, wow, this little girl really likes to sing. So then it was a point that they always would always put the kids to sing. And then I don't know how we got to this point, but it got to the point that they were pushing me to the front of the kid. And I was just like, hey, yeah, sure. So I was learning it. And then at the time, the pastor, with that method that he would use, I guess that was the calling that he had as well. But at the time, his brother, which was a youth pastor, had two younger daughters, and they were my age. So I was 6 at the time. One was 4 and the other one was like 6, my age. And then it was a night service. It was an evening service. And he asked, after he gave the little snippet, we went to our class, he came back inside, he was doing the altar call, and he was like, does anybody want to give their life to Christ? And then his niece raises her hand, and then he's like, amen. And I'm like, but it wasn't the 6-year-old niece, it was the 4-year-old niece. So then they're like, wow, yes, because, you know, Jesus said that the children come to me. And I remember, like, it was yesterday. All I know I thought was, wait a minute. If she can get that, if she can have the love of Christ, I can have that too. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. And I was like, I want to go. And ever since that day, I gave my life to Christ. And it's been a journey. At 11 years old, I got baptized. We had a different pastor at that time. But since 6 years old, now I'm 32. I've been at that church. And it's not because I feel like I'm devoted to the church. I love Melrose, don't get me wrong. My heart and everything is to Melrose. I'm devoted to Christ and the calling that Christ has given me in that church and the calling that God or the purpose that God has given to Melrose. And that's the main reason why I'm there. And one thing I want to share about my testimony, like as into now, to being an adult, because 6 is very young, and I'm 32. Does that mean that my journey with Christ has been easy? No. There have been times where I was like, God, where you at? There, and you know, we can save this testimony for another day, a preview. But during my down times, that's when I met Ramon, who's my husband today.
Wow.
No, that is a good thing. Okay. What are you talking about? But yeah, during my rebellious time, during my rebellious phase, like I was like, God, where are you? Which was 6 years ago, you know, that's where I met my husband. And God was like, I've always been here. And one thing that we're talking about, that your walk with Christ is a relationship. And one of the things that it says, well, I should look it up before like, I butcher it. But one of the blessings that we have is to be able to call God Father. And that's my relationship with God. You know, it's never been, yeah, he's my higher power. And yes, he governs everything in my life. He rules everything. You know what I mean? He's my everything. But it's not, he just tells me what to do when I do it. It's more of, I fall and he picks me up. I mess up, he forgives me. I go through hard times, he's there to console me. I disobey him, he corrects me. So he cares for me as a daughter. So I want to share really quickly in Galatians 4. And I'm going to try to read it quickly because it is pretty extended. But it's a long, it's a little long, but there's a point to it. It's from 1 to verse 7. It says, I'm reading the New Living Translation. It says, think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. That they have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. So we were bound to sin. We're bound to the ways of this world. But 4 continues saying, but when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. And that resounds in my life, because when I was before, it sounds very young, sounds very silly. But from birth to 6 years old, I belonged to the world. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn or whatever, but I was easygoing kid. Like I said, I was always attached to my mom. But once, after I gave my life to Christ at 6 years old and got baptized at 11, now I wasn't just my mom's daughter that always wanted to be attached to her hip. Now I have a Heavenly Father that's always there for me. That I know that beyond this world can't offer me anything. Beyond all this, I have something. I have a Father waiting for me. I have so much waiting for me. And don't get me wrong, I have an amazing Father, which is funny because his name is Jesus. Literally. And he's an amazing Lord. Man, an amazing Father. But imagine that man, because my dad is not perfect, right? But God is perfect. And the times I'm like, oh my God, I go like, I'm my dad, you know? So it's like, you know, I just feel that I'm blessed in every sense. And now we're no longer, once you give your life to Christ, you don't belong to the world. You don't belong to the bounds and the ties and the lies of the enemy. You belong to life. You belong to God. And you have the privilege to say, I'm a father, which is my loving Father. So it's just not like, oh, that's my God that tells me what to do. No, he's your Father. Sorry, I rambled and took long.
Okay. Oh, wow. That was nice. All right, so we're going to be a short break, and we will be right back.
We're back. We're live. In action.
Okay, so, Tommy, you want to close it up?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Right. You know, I think it's a great thing, especially hearing Kathy's testimony, like, for the first time. Hearing it literally for the first time, because I know at least that Kathy's been going for church for a long time. But that's all I know. But now I know, like, the reasoning why. And, you know, that kind of, I was thinking about it.
I haven't thanked anybody.
Yeah.
But now, like, I hope downstairs, like, for whoever the audience is, that you guys can say, dang, like, and then, like, because close friends know everything. And so, like, it's obvious thing that you think you're not really do that. And I don't important that, if you know, so if you haven't accepted God into your heart, if you haven't accepted,
just do it.
Like Nike.
Just do it. Oh, man. Don't bring that up.
Jesus Christ. And We thank you guys again for giving us the opportunity, for watching us, for listening to us, whatever platform you're on, whatever media you're on. We thank you guys again, and I hope you guys have a great night, afternoon, or day. Come on.
Once again, it wasn't perfect, but we're trying. Right, we're going to upload on Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
Saturday. And what time, Davi?
At 7:30 p.m.
Oh, that's a nice time. 7:30. That's a nice time. Right, I think we're kind of ready to wrap this up.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to pray?
Yeah, oh, wait. You know what? I'm sorry. I want to add one little thing.
Okay.
To close and to pray. Now that I'm hearing my testimony out loud, like, you know what I'm saying out loud, is for those that, you know, want to accept Christ, sometimes we look at people like, wow, why are they so happy all the time? And that's called joy. It's not happy. Happy is temporary. But joy and peace are two fruits of the Spirit that only God gives. And He's the only one that can give it beyond the way that the world can. So just putting that out there, you know, if you want that joy, you want that peace, not mean that you're not going to have issues, not mean you're not going to have problems, you're going to go through it, but you're going to have that joy that you're not alone and that peace that you're taking care of. So, and then another thing would be for my people that are believers, don't be shy or scared to share your testimony, because just like that, the pastor's niece was an example to me. I'm like, man, I want that too. You don't know how you can impact somebody to the point that they want that joy and that peace and that love that you have. Not because they're being envious. It's just they want to be a part of something greater, which God has called us to do, to bring people to Him. So all the glory and honor goes to God. I think we're ready to pray.
That's right.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for allowing us the privilege to not just gather through media and through the different platforms, God, but we thank you for the privilege that you have given us to be able to just say your name, to be able to come to you, to be able to say, Christ, you're my Lord and Savior. For those who are, you know, want to take that step, Lord, we just ask that you bless them, God, and that in that moment, Lord, that you bring them to your feet, God, and that they can just surrender everything to you, Lord. We thank you for just the opportunity again, Lord, and I just ask that you bless us, be with us, and God, just thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. And I think I want to take advantage really quickly. God put it in my heart. If you want to say a prayer, you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can repeat this prayer with me. God, I come to you. Jesus Christ, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask for you to forgive me. I surrender my life to you, and I give my life to you. I welcome you into my life, and I ask that you take complete control and that you guide me and that we can have that relationship that you've always longed for. Thank you, God, and I love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So for those who made that prayer, let us know so that you can have that support system. And for those who already did that prayer a long time ago, well, God bless you. And strengthen your relationship with Him every day.
All right, let's do one more thing.
Yes.
What is your goal from now to Saturday? Let's start with Davin.
My goal from now to Saturday is making sure I represent Jesus in my school accurately, and being sure that I hold myself accountable for all my actions.
Amen.
My goal for Saturday is to continue pushing through. I don't like how I'm saying this, but I am in the book of Numbers, and for people that know this, it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing for God to give me strength to continue reading it, and to represent, like, kind of same as Davi, to represent God everywhere I go for His honor and glory, and to hopefully bring someone to His feet or to His kingdom.
That's awesome. I don't need a mic. Well, I'm going to start reading the Bible today, the physical one. I'm not going to use my phone. So I'm going to start tonight. And see how that goes. So that's my goal, is to learn at least Genesis. To at least learn that. And then to keep moving each week to set a goal for myself on the Bible. We need to learn more about God.
Yeah.
And the craziness that we've been having now, it's time for us to look for God. All right. That's it, guys. Thank you, Aviation. Thank you, Kathy. Yes. Thank you, me. And I will see you guys Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless you all.
God bless
you guys.